Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, fellow heart warriors, empaths, and sensitive souls. How are we today? Welcome to episode 131, Living an Empowered Life. You know, today, earlier in the day, I recorded an Instagram video. I would never have done that a million years ago. I would never have been brave enough to do it. I would have worried about what people thought of me. Now I just don't really even care, you know, because I'm living a more empowered life. I've given up a lot of these people-pleasing tendencies and really stepped into empowerment. So what is empowerment? The word empowerment may not mean what you think it means. For example, you're mistaken if you think it means having power over others. What it means is to feel confident and assured. It's the process of gaining freedom and power to do what you want or to control what happens to you. So consider this. How do you respond to problems in your life? Do you see yourself as a victim or as a victor? If you see yourself as a victim, you will always feel controlled by life's events. It will always be someone else's fault. There will always be someone to blame. And if you see yourself as a victor, you control your life and you control how you move forward. The secret to living an empowered life is to have power over yourself and to conquer your mind and its destructive habits. To not be at the mercy of your choices and actions, but to be in control of them. And to decide about things not out of societal pressure or coercion, but because they align with your values and desires. Now, people who have low self-worth or have been in the pattern of lifelong people-pleasing have a really tough time with empowerment. It is almost foreign to them. Instead of having control over their own lives, they choose to let others have control over their lives or just don't seek solutions because they are too busy giving up on their own wants and needs. So the following ingredients are necessary for living an empowered life. I know I'm going to feel a little pushback on some of this, but hey, that's kind of the way it goes. So the following ingredients are necessary for living an empowered life. You've got to set and accomplish challenging tasks. You know, set a realistic but ambitious goal. Make a plan. Follow through with the plan. And succeed. And then repeat. you can start really small, like clean the living room, finish a book you've been struggling to get through for months, and work really hard at your job. You know, beat your records at your job, like challenge yourself. You want to do something for yourself, whether learning or trying something new and pampering yourself. Doing any of these things may fill you with fear or apprehension, but do it. Do it anyway. Buy yourself something afterward. You know, if you reach a goal, reward yourself. It doesn't have to be monetary reward, but reward yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, good job. Eat that piece of cake that you don't normally eat. You know, it's hugely empowering to accomplish things. And knowing that you can achieve the goals you set for yourself boosts your self-confidence. Another ingredient to living an empowered life is to take control of your health and consciously decide to get fit. You know, just feeling great inspires confidence. Sometimes there are things people can't, it's physically impossible to appear the way we want to, but we can feel amazing. Now, don't be afraid to start small. Minor changes lead to significant results. Eat healthy food, keep physically active, and quit drinking and smoking. And if it's your thing, wear some makeup, dress up. And if it's not, then don't. But you know what? When you take control of your health, and I'm going to tell you, like, as a sensitive and a people pleaser who knows a lot of the same type of people, we can easily fall into really bad health habits. Overeating to cope, drinking to cope, drugs to cope, medication to cope. Because life is something we don't necessarily want to take control of. But, you know, we can feel empowered when we have certain things under our control. We can work at losing weight by just cutting out sugar. That's the thing you can have control over, right? All right, I'm going to cut down my sugar because sugar's horrendous for me. And it may help me lose weight, but it'll also help me stave off cancer. Quit the sugar. Help me with having inflammation and pain in every joint. That's something you can control, how much sugar intake you have, right? And you all know that you've put in the work by how you start to feel. It feels good to be taking positive steps. You may not think of taking these steps as empowering, but they actually really are. When you step up and you say, no, I'm not going to choose that horrible habit for myself, you've made a really good, empowering choice. Now, another ingredient for living an empowered life is to work at becoming financially stable. When you're too preoccupied with your financial situation, you can never feel empowered about anything. You're in a constant state of instability, and no one can help you if they elicit feelings that depress you over your financial situation. You know, instead, you're going to want to try some things, right? Like seek jobs or work that will enhance your self-worth. Learn a skill to help you advance in your current job or attain a better job. Ask for a promotion or a raise if you've been producing at high standards at your job. Switch jobs if you're stagnant in your current one. Whether or not you like to admit it, money gives us freedom. We may even need to take on more than one job to make us feel freer. And that can be short term, but there are ways. The more money you start bringing in, the freer you are to do what you want, not necessarily what you have to. It's empowering when you first start a job and you can pay your bills, you can buy groceries, you can afford an apartment, and more. You're going to want to really go after that feeling, like, sit in that feeling. What would it feel like to have that? Don't let the thoughts of, oh my God, it can never happen. I can never have my own place. Don't let those creep in. Instead, sit in the feeling of what would it feel like to have all of those things? If you're not sure how to get that money rolling in, talk to an abundance coach. Learn what scenarios still cause you to have money blocks. Yes, we can actually block out money coming to us by the way we think. And I understand. Many of you are going to say, easier said than done. Yet there are ways. You just have to look for them and believe in them. Now, another ingredient for living an empowered life, and I don't want you to mix this one up, is to help others. But that does not mean overhelping or giving yourself away or doing everything for someone else. Developing meaningful relationships with others is empowering. You will feel empowered when you feel worthwhile, like you're contributing to someone else finding their own happiness. Like, you can't help bring them happiness. They may feel happy from the things you do, but you can lift them up to find their own happiness. And there are many ways to do this. You can, when you're around someone, tell a joke that makes somebody laugh. I know that sounds silly, but compliment your partner because they usually aren't expecting it. Do you do it all the time? Do you never do it? Give your dog a treat. How rewarding is it to see how excited your dog or your cat gets when it's treat time? Teach a kid to cook or talk about something you're passionate about and watch others understand and get passionate about the subject too. Or get so excited about your passion that they start talking about what they're passionate about. Yeah, just lift people up, man. Help others. But not at the detriment of yourself. There's a difference. Now, getting feedback from people you help is empowering. When someone says to you, you know what, you made my day. How does that make you feel? Pretty damn good. Now, you're also going to want to create a gratitude routine. When we are grateful, the universe listens and provides us with more. Remain grateful for how far you've come. Appreciate yourself for who you are. Realize that just because there are parts of you that are less than perfect does not mean you don't deserve love. When you appreciate and respect yourself and create healthy boundaries, changes come and confidence follows. Avoid waiting for others to acknowledge and validate you. Look back at the changes you've made in your life and all of your progress. Draw lessons from your experiences. Taking control of your life has a significant impact on you. Once you start on that empowerment journey, it will only get easier for you to keep setting and reaching your goals. Keep going. This won't happen overnight, but if you don't try and keep at it, it will never happen. You are in control. Now, if you're struggling with anything I've discussed here today concerning overwhelm, not feeling empowered, then I invite you to set up a Heal Your Story strategy session. We can discuss options for you to move forward in life. I look forward to speaking with you. Sending lots of love your way. Now, get out there. You're in control. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.